Not everyone who asks you a question wants an answer or wants the truth. Listen to one of the most profound questions ever asked. It was a question someone asked Jesus, and the one who asked never stopped to hear the answer. It's found in John 18:38. Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews. Pilate asked the question and did not even give the one who is called the truth a moment to answer. I don't know if he was really interested. Many times people ask questions not for the answer, but to see what side you have taken. Their question is for exposure, not for truth. In today's reading, this is what Jesus faced three times. The religious were asking questions not to know the answer, but to see what side Jesus was on. Today, in this hostile culture we are in, we face the same thing in our workplaces, college campuses, even the local coffee shops. Maybe we can take a page out of Jesus' book from his methods of dialoguing in a hostile environment. Let's look at two of the three situations. Notice what was asked, and then notice how Jesus responds. This is Luke 20:1-4. On one of the days while he was teaching the people in the temple and preaching the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes with the elders confronted him, and they spoke, saying to him, "Tell us by what authority you are doing these things, or who is the one who gave you this authority?" Jesus answered and said to them, "I will also ask you a question, and you tell me, was the baptism of John from heaven or from men?" See, they watched him and sent spies who pretended to be righteous in order that they might catch him in some statement so they could deliver him to the rule and the authority of the governor. They questioned him, saying, "Teacher, we know that you speak and teach correctly, and you are not partial to any, but teach the way of God in truth. Is it lawful for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" But he detected their trickery and said to them, "Show me a denarius. Whose likeness and inscription does it have?" That's Luke 20:20-24. Jesus did the same thing with every ill-intended question. Remember, none of these religious people were asking Jesus to hear the answer, but to discover what side he was on. Or as apologist Ravi Zacharias explains, that every question comes with an assumption. That is why C.S. Lewis said, "Nothing is so self-defeating than a question that has not been fully understood." Let's take a page from Jesus. What did he do in each situation? Jesus asked questions to the questioner. He questioned the question. Many ask questions but never have been questioned themselves. I've seen preachers on television being asked these kinds of questions, from hosts on the Today Show to Oprah to reporters on CNN and Fox News. Every time they're asked the question, as Jesus was, they answer it and get themselves in trouble. Instead of doing what Jesus did, some of these pastors and Christian leaders wrongly assessed that these people wanted an answer, which wasn't true at all. They wanted to know that preacher's side so they could attack and could commence the battle. Answer the question when people want an answer. Question the question when people want to fight. Jesus would not let them catch him, but his questions put them on the defensive. One of the most explosive questions Christians are asked today is, "What is your view of same-sex marriage?" Let's take a page from Jesus. What question can we ask in return that would turn the tables? Maybe something like this. Do you believe in God? Do you think this is something important enough that he has something to say about it? Another question. Would you believe in God even if he contradicts what you think? And finally, so where would you find out what God thinks? Someone said most people dismiss the Bible not because it contradicts itself, but because it contradicts them. The next time someone asks you a question, take a page out of Jesus's playbook and ask them a question in return.